It's River City Folk, a production of Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm your host, Tom May. Join me as we visit with artists from across North America and share songs and stories from a living folk tradition.
Chaco River, one morning early, all in the month of May. Jules Cornell, Douglas John Stewart, 19 Nor'westers, two guides to lead the way. The work was hard, and the river unforgiving, desperate undertaking to test the will of man. Times they passed where no human being should venture by precipice or mountain through vast forbidding land. Oh, mighty Fraser, oh, you rolling river, the bold adventurers trace your rocky shores. Oh, you rambling river, how your restless water echoes with the voices all those have been before. The journey lay through the proud and mighty nations, cradle of the ancients, both bountiful and grand, but never seen equal to this country, where people kind and gentle extend an open hand. Oh, mighty Fraser, oh, your rolling river, pride of all who've made their lives upon your shores. Water echoes with the voices of all those who've been before. And made an oath, each to him and to their maker. Sooner perish than forsake, they stood as brothers side by side. They followed him straight through the gates of Hades. They cast their souls upon the mercy of the tide. I stare alone across a span of centuries. The ghost of Simon Fraser still haunts me in his way. 36 days he changed the course of history, unraveling mystery of who we are today. Oh, mighty Fraser, oh, your rolling river, the pride of all who've made their lives upon your shores. Oh, your rambling river, how your restless water echoes with the voices of all those who've been before. Still echo voices, all those who've been. He started out to the wild in the Chaco River.
Across the United States, from Mount Vernon, Washington, to Palm Beach, Florida, you are listening to River City Folk, a weekly broadcast of live performance, musical influences, and interview on public radio and on the XM satellite radio network. I'm your host, Tom May, just outside of Portland, Oregon, in the shadow of Mount Hood, close on to the Columbia River, as River City Folk is being taped today with my guests, Tiller's Folly. They began with a song called The Ghosts of Simon Fraser. That song, Lawrence, was featured this year at the Canada Day celebration, and they flew all of you out all the way to Ottawa to perform that song live in front of a national audience.
It was an incredible experience. We got to hang out with some fabulous Canadian artists, and we performed for over 250,000 people. And we were also featured on national TV.
It must have been a real vindication of what you've been working towards for so long, Lawrence, trying to get Bruce's songs and the sound of the group in front of a larger audience.
It was fabulous, and we were specifically invited there to represent BC.
Which is celebrating its 150th birthday, which is what that song is all about.
Well, that song is actually, I'll defer to Bruce about that song there.
Bruce Coughlin, who's the writer of the songs that we're hearing today, the ones with lyrics at least, and who has been working so many years at writing all different kinds of tunes, but certainly historical songs like that are part of your métier, Bruce.
You betcha, sonny. Yeah, that's the song, The Ghost of Simon Fraser, was composed to celebrate Simon Fraser's bicentennial. It's been 200 years since he descended the mighty river that, of course, bears his name. And I got most of the information and inspiration directly from his journals. You know, a lot of these old fur trade factors and explorers would keep accurate journals. And those survived his trip, as did each member of his expedition, which makes it singularly an amazing accomplishment.
I imagine of all the songs that were featured at the Canada Day celebration, that was one of the only ones that was truly historical in nature. A lot of the other songs, I'm sure, were just representations of the groups themselves from those provinces. But this was really a song about the history of where you're from.
That's right. That's right. And it made it all the more special for us to be able to share our history and our heritage in the West with the rest of the country. The West is often just kind of like a satellite little community, not really part of anything, the whole Canadian picture. And we're trying to weave our own perspective into that mosaic.
You brought in some recordings for us to hear today, beginning with this fellow who I'm going to try to get on the program this year. You all have just raved about him. His name is Jim Malcolm, and the song we're going to hear is The Battle of Waterloo. He's a Scottish interpreter and writer of music and a great musician, too, you've said. So what is the song that we're about to hear? What's this all about here, Bruce?
Well, The Battle of Waterloo, of course, it tells a touching tale of a man mortally wounded on the field. And as his life's blood is flowing from his body, he's thinking of all the people he loves and giving, in his own mind, one last piece of advice.
Spring comes, take it in. Ah, the world's a bloom. Winter is forgiven now, fooled by April's broom. Kitty, oh, Kitty, you were aye my aim, till Napoleon's bloody cannon hit their aim. Jeannie, oh, Jeannie, I am surely done. Stricken down in battle at the Muthoboney's guns. Jeannie, oh, Jeannie, I say dear to me, let me hold you in my mind before I die. For the cold turns in autumn when the wind rakes the trees, and the summer lies forgotten in a cold bed of leaves. As winter begins, I mind Boney. It wasn't only you who was broken on the fields of Waterloo. Sing. surgeon, no surgeon. Leave me take my pain. Save your knife for others who will surely rise again. Surgeon, no surgeon. Leave my blood to pour. Let that drain into the bitter clay once more. For the cold turns in autumn, when the wind rakes the trees, and the summer lies forgotten in a cold bed of leaves. As winter begins, I mind Boney, it wasn't only you who was broken on the fields of Waterloo. Daughter, oh daughter, listen dear to me. Never wed a soldier or a widow you will be. Daughter, oh daughter, curse your lad to die ere he catches at a Crichton sergeant's eye. For the cold turns in autumn, when the wind rakes the trees, and the summer lies forgotten in a cold bed of leaves. As winter begins, I mind Boney, it wasn't only you who was broken on the fields of Waterloo. Boney, oh Boney, what was I your game? Bloody field, your table, cannon yours to aim. Boney, oh Boney, we aye live the same. Drilling laddies not to fear the musket's flame. For the cold turns in autumn, when the wind rakes the trees, and the summer lies forgotten in a cold bed of leaves. As winter begins, I mind Boney, it wasn't only you who was broken on the fields of Waterloo. For the cold turns in when the wind rakes the trees, and the summer lies forgotten in a cold bed of leaves. As winter begins, I mind Boney, it wasn't only you who was broken on the fields of Waterloo.
Castle wall at the close of the day, I heard a man sing, though his head it was grey. As he was singing, the tears down came. There will never be peace until Jamie comes home. Church is in ruins, the state is in jars. Delusion, oppression and murderous wars. We dare no we'll set, but we can cause to blame. There will never be peace until Jamie comes home. My my 7 braw sons of Jamie true sort. And now I greet round their plots in the yard. Prag the sweetheart of my faithful hunting will never be peace until Jamie comes home. Down. Sat in my birds, eating his crown. To my last moment, my words are the same. There will never be peace until Jamie comes home. There will never be peace until Jamie comes home.
Music that makes a difference on River City Folk. We heard two pieces of music there, beginning with Jim Malcolm from Scotland, a song called The Battle of Waterloo. He was followed by my guests today, Tiller's Folly, Nolan Murray, Bruce Coughlin, and Lawrence Knight, down from right along the Canadian border, just north of Portland, Oregon, a few hours. And they performed a traditional piece of music called When Jamie Comes Hame, or There Will Never Be Peace, a long title, as Bruce says. Bruce, a big part of what you've done and part of what you do in every performance is perform some traditional music. That's a really essential part of your background as a musician.
Yeah, and it was a point of departure for our band as well. We had to start somewhere, and we started playing Celtic music, and Scottish music, of course, being a big part of that. When Nolan joined the band, he brought with him just a wealth of experience in bluegrass music. So the Buck and Bluegrass album, which that tune was drawn from, was really experimenting, taking Scottish music that, of course, had come to the East Coast and filtered through 100 years, 200 years of working its way westward. We put those two styles together and took them back to Scotland and sort of fed them their own back to them.
It's a striking album, and one of the interesting things about that recording is that you had other albums you were working on at the same time of your own music, but you chose to put that one out first. And Nolan, I know you had a lot to do with the arrangements of those tunes, being the bluegrass side of the whole ensemble.
Yes, guilty is charged. it was really fun taking a lot of the traditional Scottish songs and putting some of the North American traditional arrangements into the Scottish music.
I think it came out very well, too. It's a real favorite of audiences of yours and a favorite of mine as well. Another favorite of mine is a fellow that you introduced me to when you convinced him to come down and do the program a couple of years ago, John Cowan and his great band. And we're going to hear one of his songs right now, which is called Bristol Town. And I believe Bristol Town is also a traditional kind of tune.
Yes, this is the history on this song goes back quite a long ways. And there's actually a couple different types of this same song with different towns. So I was talking to one of our friends about it, and he says, yes, it's the same song. But John's amazing version of it is so beautiful. Of course, John was the founding member of Newgrass Revival, and now he's got his great group that he tours all over with. And we were also fortunate enough to have John on our last album, doing a duet with Bruce off the River So Wide album.
But right now we're going to hear him with his band doing a song called Bristol Town on River City Folk.
In Britain. Crystal Town one bright day, a stranger he came riding. No work he sought but a fair-haired maid to spend the night beside him. His clothes they hung upon his frame, the face he wore was solemn. And on his lips the strangest words, they seemed so meek and common. Rocked a fly east toward your prey across the clouds of heaven. His tracks ran down from Bristol Town to the Iron Mountains. Rocked up go rouse a fair-haired girl in the Iron Hills, she's lying. Cold moonlight shines upon her breast, a white sheet round her winding. Eleanor, your mother's bride, it's shame tonight you brought her. For by your sleep, a stranger at your feet, another's daughter. Wake up, the chill wind cries, the mare shies in her stable. Gone the young man from your bed, the child from the cradle. Her heart bled hollow. Her fist rained on the moveless earth, the cries the dark did swallow. Rocked up flyways toward the town, the church bells they are tolling. For on this night the prince of death, the harlot's heart has stolen. Crystal Town, one bright day, a stranger, he came riding.
Churned till I was swept deep inside. What you gonna do when it all sinks in? There's no one there to throw you a line, and now it's sink or swim in the forest of deep. Will I never be lost in a forest so deep? Never stepped such a treacherous path, I seen a fall so steep. I'm standing alone when the walls closed in. If you're ever gonna get out of this, you better see it on trip in the forest so deep. And time will grind down.
When every dog has had its day, you're gonna know how it feels. Never once dreamed there would come a day when the people I call my friends could just turn and walk away. You could go on believing the worst, but then it's all you'll see. You can spread your rumors around and point your fat finger at me. No, it's all right, I'm staring at the clear blue sky. Seen it boil and churn till I was swept deep inside. What you gonna do when it all falls in? Before you hit rock bottom, boy, you better know how to swim. The river's so wide. Yeah, is that river so wide? That river's so wide. That river's so wide.
You are listening to Music That Makes a Difference on River City Folk. I'm your host, Tom May. We heard two pieces of music there, beginning with the John Cowan Band, Bristol Town, followed by my guests today, Tiller's Folly, a song that they wrote a while back called River So Wide. Special thanks today to Billy Oske here at BigRedStudio.com. In the shadow of Mount Hood, close by the Columbia River, we heard a song about the Fraser River earlier, one of the great rivers of the Northwest. So, Lawrence, that song we just heard, River So Wide, that was a long project to get that CD finally out, and I know it must be a relief to finally have it done.
Well, that's my favorite Tiller CD so far, and it's keeps building and building. It's such a fine CD, and we had such incredible guests, like Nolan mentioned, John Cowan, Larry Nechtel, the guy who won the Grammy for Bridge Over Troubled Water, Stephen Drake from The Odds, very famous Canadian engineer, producer. So it's a very fine record. I think some of our best writing, singing, performing. I like it.
And as opposed to many of your other CDs, there are a lot of songs that are not necessarily topical or historical on that CD, as the song was that we just heard, River So Wide, more of a universal kind of a song rather than a song that you wrote, Bruce, about a specific topic.
Yeah, I think the a common thread throughout the River So Wide album is that the songs are personal songs. We've written about historical things, all sorts of different themes. This album really brings out, I mean, even the River So Wide, that's just a euphemism for life in general and how you get through it and, you know, how things can turn at the drop of a hat.
We'll have more of our interview in just a moment here on River City Folk.